of Judas. This is just our first chance to read it for ourselves, because although discovered in the 70s, they didn't translate it till lately, but we've known about it for years.
What does he say, Irenaeus?
Irenaeus says that he was a Gnostic, that the real Judas didn't write it, that he was a Gnostic heretic, as if the church would have put in a gospel written by the real Judas anyway. Do you think the early church thought Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus, was inspired by God? Mm-hmm. And when would he have had the time to write this? He went out and he committed suicide right after he did it. Of course, the people that would say that the gospel of Judas is real would say that the New Testament is not real. So they'd say, how do we know that he went and committed suicide right afterwards? So you get into that whole thing. Anyway, it was condemned as heresy by Irenaeus. The Catholic Church preserved that for us. They weren't hiding what Irenaeus said. So obviously they're not trying to keep it a secret. Now, for those of you disappointed to hear that the story really didn't go that way, that this is not the real Judas, I have some good news. An even more genuine Gospel of Judas was discovered on a recent archaeology dig, and I must say that very few radio shows know about this. In fact, it's a breaking story. I think we are the first. And this, found on ancient papyri, also in Egypt, because everything's found in Egypt. Why not? They found it in Egypt. Where did they find it? Egypt! Okay, this lists 10 reasons, 10 real reasons Judas betrayed Jesus. Some people might think of them as 10 alternative reasons to choose
from. You know why
from.
Everything's found in Egypt, don't you?
Why?
Because of the dry climate.
The dry climate?
Yeah, it's a desert, and everything gets preserved.
That makes sense. And Israel has a dry climate, and that's why they find some things in Israel as well. But they found 10 reasons why Judas betrayed Jesus. And I know what some people are probably thinking. Oh, sure, Bob, a top 10 list. You just stole that from David Letterman. What does a top 10 list have to do with the Bible? I have a response. Hey, dude, have you ever heard of this little ancient top 10 list years before Letterman called the 10 Commandments? Top 10 lists are very biblical, but we just found another one. This is not the top 10 Commandments. This is, in the fine tradition of David Letterman, top 10 reasons Judas Iscariot betrayed Jesus. And interestingly enough, they go from 10 to 1, just like Letterman's doing. It's an amazing coincidence. Okay, number 10, reason why Judas betrayed Jesus, he wanted to impress Jodie Foster. That might be a little dated. Well, it's very dated because we're going back to
Thousands
Judas.
Thousands of years later.
Yes, but we could also go back to the 80s when a guy named Hinckley tried to shoot Ronald Reagan. And remember, he said he was trying to do it for Jodie Foster.
Yeah,
so,
got it. Oh, is that the connection?
Yeah, okay. Judas wanted to impress Jodie Foster, too.
Oh, that was good. Boy, that was very subtle.
Well, it was...
Thanks for explaining that.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not me. I'm just reading the papyri. Don't shoot
that's
the messenger.
Right, that's right.
It's not like I wrote this stuff myself. Anyway, number 9, reasons why Judas betrayed Jesus. To free the land of Palestine from the imperialistic, capitalistic, oil-sucking American pigs. Now, that almost sounds not ancient, but modern. That almost sounds like something you'd hear on Air America today.
Right.
Oh, by the way, Sharon, did you know I can do an impersonation of Air America? The entire network, Al Franken, all them. This is my...
Go ahead. Go for
my,
it.
In one line, I'm going to... Well, that's good, too. The fact that nobody listens to it. But no, for those who do listen to it, this is my impersonation of Air America. Wah, 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 George Bush. Wah, 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 George Bush. Wah, 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 George Bush. Anyway, that was a sidebar.
Yes.
That was just a little bit tangential. Continuing on our list, top 10 reasons Judas betrayed Jesus. Discovered on ancient papyri in Egypt. Number 8. He wanted to be the disciple Jesus loved. Remember, John was the disciple Jesus loved. He wanted to be, and he was... Bothered.
And Mary really was the disciple.
He bothered that he wasn't. Jesus loved. So it was one of those, I love him. If I can't love him, nobody's going to have him. Okay. Number 7, he thought the Sanhedrin had offered him 40 pieces of silver. He never would have betrayed Jesus if he'd known it was just 30 pieces. They offered him 40. Okay. Number 6, reasons Judas betrayed Jesus. He mistakenly thought the Last Supper was a church business meeting, so he was looking for some other way to pass the time. Boy, you almost can't blame him if that's right. Of course, it wasn't a church business meeting, but if he thought that's what it was, you almost can't blame him for looking for something else to do. Number 5, if you're just joining us, these are the real reasons Judas betrayed Jesus. Forget that Gospel of Judas that they found. We're giving you the real reasons. Number 5, He didn't mean to bring temple police to the Garden of Gethsemane. He thought he was just bringing Ed McMahon because Jesus had won the publisher's clearinghouse sweepstakes. And when he saw that temple police followed him, he had no idea he was – anyway.
Yes.
Number four, his mother had taught him a lot about self-esteem. When he was a little kid, she used to say, there is nothing you can't accomplish, nothing you can't do if you put your mind to it. So – he did this. Sharon's giving me this look like, are you out of your mind?
Is this irrelevant or
I'm what? Just reading what the ancient papyri from Egypt says, discovered by the Nile and other famous rivers. Yeah. Anyway, number three, reasons Judas betrayed Jesus. He had just taken a philosophy class which taught him to say things like, define betray. Number two, he knew Peter was going to become famous for denying Jesus, and he wanted to be one up.
There you go.
Peter.
Now that's good. That's really good.
We need a drum roll here. The number one reason why Judas betrayed Jesus. Well, the last one, Sharon, seems to be the most bizarre reason of all, because this is the reason that's actually in the Bible. This one says he was greedy and evil and possessed by Satan. Ouch. Sounds like the audience didn't like that.
No.
Well, that just
that
makes
too
our
real.
Point. Most audiences don't want to hear the truth. Most audiences are sheep, not our radio audience.
No, but of course not.